The crowd at the door were laughing, cheering on their champion. Trevor was standing as though to defend the treasure chest and square off against Big Tom. She scrambled over to her gun, breathing hard, trying to ignore the pain in her thumb. She picked it up, reminding herself to try not to steady her wrist with her left hand. She turned to point it at Tom. But Tom and all his friends had gone. She blinked, shook her head. The doorway was clear of people.
"You all right?" said Trevor.
"Nothing a bottle of gin, a handful of aspirins and 2 months' sick leave won't fix." A shape in blue shot past the door and thumped against the wall next to it. The door was blocked by the massive form of Constable Glindor clutching a pump-action shotgun.
"Bloody hell," he growled. "What you two doing running around Holy Lands all on your own anyway?"
"That's a question I've been asking myself, Glyn."
"The introduction of a few rabbits could do little harm and might provide a touch of home in addition to a spot of hunting."
These were the words of Thomas Austin, an English settler in Australia who released 24 rabbits on his farm in 1859. 10 years later, there were so many across Australia that even a cull of 2 million made no dent in the population. By 1950, when the myxomatosis virus was introduced as a biological control, there were over 1 billion Aussie rabbits, the fastest spread of mammals ever recorded.
Mrs. Dalloway said she would buy the flowers herself.
For Lucy had her work cut out for her. The doors would be taken off their hinges, Rumpelmeyer's men were coming.
And then, thought Clarissa Dalloway, what a morning, fresh as if issued to children on a beach. What a lark, what a plunge. For so it had always seemed to her when, with a little squeak of the hinges, which she could hear now, she had burst open the French windows and plunged at Boughton into the open air. How fresh! How calm!
In the 16th century, Queen Elizabeth I of England installed an opulent steam bath in her palace and famously declared that she bathed every month, probably during menstruation, whether she needed it or not. A somewhat redundant phrase by modern standards. Not to be outdone, her cousin Mary, Queen of Scots, also erected a bathhouse at Holyrood Palace, but her standards of hygiene were not passed on to her son, who came to the throne as an infant when she was booted out of Scotland for having unbelievably terrible taste in men, and I mean really, really bad. Though it would be another 20 years before Mary's head was hacked from her body on Elizabeth's orders, in her maternal absence, the young James had already developed some less than charming habits.